It is Ban This Filth. It's Neil Atkinson with Adam Smith, Carl Kopak, and Neil Docking. Yet again, Neil, they bring you another set of bums. They line them up. Are you ready to knock them down?
Lambs to the slaughter.
How do you feel being a lamb to the slaughter, Adam?
I think I've only been on the show twice, and they were both in 2016. So really, I'm just here to see a master at work. That's what I've come for.
Just roll.
Just see how it's done.
How are you feeling about it all, Carl?
Well, you say that, you know, he's the main champion and all this, etc. But last time I did this show, Phil Blundell practically made him cry in front of the nation.
I would have described Phil for that one as psyched.
Yes.
To be honest. Yeah. Some would say
publicly eviscerated.
I like
to think that I bring out the worst in people.
Literally, my favourite remains when McKenna threatened you off air. That was one of my favourites. Off air, when we were in exchange flags, the microphone went dead, and then Jay really got started. was something really rather special. But anyway, we are around for Ban This Filth. We've got three really, really good topics for you here this time out. I'm very pleased with indeed. Ryan McBurney suggested the first one, and it was as simple as an English club crest. An English club crest. Which one would you like to see banned forevermore? Intriguingly, not one of you went with Everton, which I felt was an inevitable shout, but instead you've chosen not to play to the gallery, any of the three of you. No. Touch a class. So 90 seconds on an English club crest. Carl Kopak, you're going to go first. 3, 2, 1.
There aren't many clubs in the UK who could make Wimbledon look palatable. Wimbledon in the late 80s were just irritating. We've got the 88 Cup final, Laurie Sanchez, all that nonsense. And yet, MK Dons made them the people's favourite. I can think of no lower label than that. If you look at the MK Dons crest, I implore you to, and as for the other lads, just to give up straight away, it's the letter M. It's the letter K, joined together in some sort of holy grail. It's got no connection to the city. There's no mention of roundabouts in there at all. So, you know, you want your crest to represent something that was, you know, we've got the live of bird, etc. They're just an awful club. They're just made up. There's been a meeting to get that crest done, and someone has signed that off, taken it to someone else, and they've signed it off. And these people should not be near a pencil, never mind a football club.